One of the less obvious takeaways from Tuesday's State of the Union address was the willingness to look at children as political pawns rather than the future of the country. KBOO's Ray Bodwell has these thoughts.
I didn't watch the State of the Union speech on Tuesday night, but to be honest, I never do. They're lengthy, boring spectacles that are frequently interrupted by gratuitous standing ovations by the president's party while the minority party fidgets uncomfortably. And this year, the pain of watching a president that I truly despise would have been compounded by having to look at Paul Ryan's smug smile while Mike Pence dimly stared at the ceiling for 80 minutes. The next morning, I did read the speech. About one-third of the 5,000 words appeared to be primarily self-congratulatory as he took credit for numerous amazing successes that apparently we've all enjoyed since he became president. As you would expect, there were numerous exaggerations and outright lies, and he also managed to take the credit for some wins that resulted from the policies of his predecessor. Once he got done patting himself on the back, he started to outline some plans for the future. Among other things, he proposed a four-part immigration policy. He offered a path to citizenship for 1.8 million undocumented immigrants that were brought here as children. But in return, he wants an end to the visa lottery and the ability of legal immigrants to sponsor family members, and of course, he wants his wall. Taken all together, it's clear that those 1.8 million undocumented children are just so many chips in the high-stakes game of immigration poker that's been playing out in Washington for years. It's clear that if Trump and the hardliners don't get their way, they will penalize the children of the so-called illegal immigrants. But since when do we punish children for the crimes of their parents? Especially when the, quote, crime, unquote, is simply trying to give their child a shot at a better life. And once we look past the fluff of the State of the Union address, we're reminded that it's not just the children of undocumented immigrants who are pawns in the game. The Children's Health Insurance Program, a program that provided health insurance to 9 million American children, was stuck in funding limbo for 4 months while Republicans finalized their tax cuts for corporations and the ultra-wealthy. And it's not just Republican administrations that throw children to the wolves. The Aid to Families with Dependent Children program was created in 1935 at the same time as the Social Security Act, but it fell victim to the push for welfare reform in 1996 during the Clinton administration. Why is it okay in this country to use children as hostages in political negotiations, or to penalize children for the real or imagined sins of their parents? As a country, you'd think that one of our primary objectives would be to take care of our children, but clearly it's not. In the richest country on earth, estimates are that as many as 20% of America's children live in poverty. Our infant mortality rate is 26th in the world, and in a study of child mortality among 20 of the world's wealthiest nations, the U.S. came in dead last. Nelson Mandela famously said, quote, "There can be no keener revelation of a society's soul than the way in which it treats its children," end quote. Well, in that case, it's time for America to do some serious soul searching. And it's time for our leaders to view children as one of their greatest responsibilities and not just as a bargaining chip to gain leverage in partisan fights. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.